Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Let me give you a little bit of an example here on the complete, I don't even know what the word would be here. Because you're going to hear one version of the story here on the shutdown from Joe Scarborough spiking the ball, and then a completely different version, which is, I think, reality, from Harry Enten over at CNN. So here's Scarborough saying, basically, the topic here is the government shutdown. Oh, the Republicans are getting killed on this.
72% of Americans are on Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries' side. They're actually winning this debate. Republicans can have very logical arguments about clean CRs. It just doesn't matter to most Americans. Most Americans feel the pinch of these healthcare costs skyrocketing. And they're blaming Republicans.
No, they don't. Because, first of all, none of that has even happened yet because the subsidies are still in place and they don't expire for a month. I can't believe how dumb Scarborough is at sometimes. So the 72% number, a bunch of crap. Here's Harry Enten. What's happening to the president? Oh, he shut the government down. It's 3 weeks. What a terrible, terrible thing.
This shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of this shutdown.
Yeah, you know what? Keep it shut down. You're going to get your back pay. I don't care at this point. I'm so sick and tired of the left. I really am. Every Republican except for Rand Paul voted to open up the government, okay? Every Republican in the House voted to open up the government. That's why it passed. So it's the Democrats who are voting to keep it closed because they want to hold it hostage. So if there is some sort of 72% nonsense out there, it's because the American people believe the BS that Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski and all the rest of them are peddling, that this is somehow not related to Chuck Schumer. David Strom from HotAir.com is here. Thank you for being patient while I thump my chest just a little bit. You wrote about this. It's infuriating the way they're trying to put the blame and try. And it's not even real because the American people are like, yeah, I don't think the Republicans are getting the blame on this.
Well, I don't think that most Americans have actually noticed yet that the government is shut down. That's actually the most interesting thing about all of this is for, you know, the average American, this is a non-event. There are Democratic constituencies out there who are feeling the pinch, people who are getting various subsidies out there. You know, people with EBD cards right now are starting to complain. But it's really mainly the federal employees who are feeling the pinch, and almost every single one of them votes for the Democrats. And so I would say right now, Donald Trump is in the catbird seat, and the Democrats are going to be desperately looking for a way out of this. And they're in a real tough spot because they've painted themselves into a corner.
What do you think about, because, you know, I think our side has always been very careful when it comes to this idea of getting rid of the filibuster, because this can come back to haunt you. If you're in power, you get rid of the filibuster, then when the Democrats, which, who, by the way, campaign on that issue, get in power, they're going to do it for sure. So one suggestion is maybe on, you know, in a bill like this, you have some allowances for a different vote total and not the 60-vote threshold.
Some of your Republican colleagues have proposed nuking the filibuster to force the government to reopen. What do you
mean? Yeah, of course. Carve it out for that, absolutely. We ran on that. We ran on killing the filibuster. Now we love it. You know, it's like carve it out so we can move on.
Fetterman, one of the only people kind of making sense. And, yeah. And you know, because that whole concept of carve it out and move on, we wouldn't have to deal with this crap every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting question for Republicans is how far do they want to take things? Because Donald Trump right now is using his power to, you know, exercise decision, which is basically, you know, fire people, you know, jettison certain spending programs out there. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people in the White House, not necessarily in Congress, but in the White House, who are using this as an opportunity to do things that they have wanted to do for a long time. Now, congressmen, on the other hand, are very sensitive to various constituencies, and they'd rather not have to go through this. But, you know, it's basically Donald Trump versus the Democrats, and he holds, you know, most of the high cards.
I'm at the point where I don't care if the damn government ever reopens, because yeah. I'm so sick of their games. And to your point, most of the people in this country overwhelmingly are feeling no effects of this. And if you're one that is feeling an effect, I apologize, but your anger should be directed at the Democrats, especially those who voted for the same damn thing in the spring and now are turning this into political. And if they think that they're winning it, if that's their view, if that's Joe Scarborough, then let it ride. Let it go through the I don't care at this point. Let them bitch about everything. Let them hold another No Kings rally with all the people that are afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome. All the while, crime is down in the country. Inflation is down. I pay premium gas prices, and I couldn't believe how low it was to fill up my tank yesterday, and the stock market's in record highs. Terrible things going on in this country. Oh, and nobody's crossing the border. I mean, I'm pissed. I am so pissed yeah. that all these things have turned around, David. I got to tell you.
Tell me what you really feel there.
I mean, it's this whole thing. I went off on this whole thing with people right now, and it's my fault for going on Facebook. This is the mistake that I made. I try to avoid it, right? But the whole Facebook existence right now with the left is spent on this White House renovation, right? Which isn't even going to be paid for by the taxpayers. But they're so livid about anything that he does, and this comes off in No Kings, where you have people that attended these things and you stick a microphone in their face and you say, hey, why are you here? And they can't give you a damn answer. So that's kind of funny as well. This is all about TDS. There's nothing that this guy can do that they would give him credit for. Nothing.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, all of us in principle could agree that we'd like to have the system work where they use regular order to pass a separate bill for every single thing that they are going to be funding. But at the moment, we're really just having a knockdown, drag out fight over whether Donald Trump has the right to be president or not. That's really what this is all about. You know, the Democrats are unhappy with what happened in the election, and they have determined that they are going to fight every single thing that Donald Trump does. It has nothing to do with policy. It has nothing to do with ideology, and has everything to do with hating on Donald Trump and Republicans. And so this really is derangement at a very fundamental level. The irony is that the number one thing that they're complaining about, obviously, is the health care subsidies. And I guarantee you that Donald Trump wants to sit down with them and come up with some sort of at least temporary solution to this so that there isn't a price shock before the 2026 elections.
Of course. And John Thune has made that very, very, very clear. So, but what we're not going to do is have that discussion now as a condition of reopening the government. We are pledging that we will have this, and your left-wing media will hold us to it because they'll be covering it nonstop. So why would it be so horrible to have legitimate conversations, especially because we know that there are Republicans, whether they're in rural areas, people who supported Donald Trump, that may be concerned about some of this right now because it affects their quality of life with how much they're spending. But in no way, shape, or form should there be a buckle on the part of Republicans right now until this opens with the CR.
Yeah, I mean, they are looking for some way out where they can claim a victory. It's not going to be over this because Republicans want to be able to shape this in such a way that we can get out of this bind where we're having to essentially socialize health care, you know, step by step, which is, of course, exactly what Obamacare was always about. They designed it to fail, to create a system where everything got so expensive, which is where we are now.
Then they go to single payer, right? I mean, even though the promises that were made by people like our Senator Claire McCaskill at the time is, oh, this is going to help premiums go down. By the way, here's what Senator Thune says about this.
From the very beginning of the shutdown, I made it clear that if Democrats reopen the government, we can immediately sit down and talk about the Obamacare cliff that they've created. Instead, Democrats have wasted now 1, 2, 3 weeks, and we could have been having those discussions. They spent their time looking to be praised for fighting against President Trump when they could have been working with him and with Republicans on solving a problem that they claim to be concerned about. Mr. President, I'll say it again. Republicans are ready to go to work.
Senator Thune has made that commitment over and over and over again. So it would seem to me that that would be a pretty big story if they pass the CR, David, and we get the government reopened, and then all of a sudden the Republicans and Thune say, oh, we're not going to do that. Well, they'd have something to answer for here. But the Democrats have made it. As you pointed out, this is their only strategy right now. Go against anything that Trump wants done, even when he releases hostages that have been held for more than 700 days to their families and creates at least a path for Middle East peace. I'm still a little, you know, suspicious about whether or not that's going to play out as the fact that, you know, they never do. But it really is something that they can't get on board. And the things that they say, it's like they don't even make, like on the healthcare subsidies, David. Those were temporary, and then they were temporary again, and now they're set to expire. You know, they're acting like this should have been dealt with months ago, which maybe it should have been, right? But that's not the time during a CR, you know, resolution passing a bill to keep the government open. That's not the time to have that conversation.
Oh, I guarantee you that once this particular shutdown, however they come up with a solution to it, is in the rearview mirror, the Democrats actually do not want to solve this healthcare problem because of their long-term goal is, in fact, a public option. They don't want Donald Trump to be able to get through this crisis that was created by the Democrats. So they want the prices to go up. They want people to be hurt. They want to be able to run on this
in the 2026
no doubt.
And 2020
no doubt.
Election.
Yeah. And in fairness, the healthcare issue does poll better for them, and they know that.
Yep.
So that's what you said is absolutely true. All right, Sue and I are very, this is really going to shift gears on you, but you wrote about this on hotair.com. David Strom is my guest. We're fascinated by this whole thing at the Louvre. And one of the things that I didn't know is that they closed it down, so it's still closed.
Looks incredibly easy.
A little crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's weird.
I'm just sad that I can't go in.
Just sad you can't go in.
Yeah,
because it's closed right now. And here's a worker saying, look, concerns were ignored.
Alerts have been issued for months and months by all safety and security personnel, in particular to highlight the flaws and problems we were facing daily. And in fact, management completely ignored all these alerts. And today, what we feared happened.
Well, that sounds like a lot of things where we have warning signs in this country, David Strom. And you even say maybe there's a little aspect of DEI involved here.
Yeah, well, just last year, they were out there, you know, praising themselves for hiring the first female to run the security at the Louvre. And within a year, they get, you know, probably the most embarrassing, you know, theft. I mean, this really is something out of the Pink Panther movies from the 1970s, where... it wasn't even Ocean's 11. I mean, these people came in, used a saw, and came through the roof and stole the jewels and got out within 7 minutes. And, you know, I don't know whether these are longstanding problems that go back, you know, years and decades, or whether this really is something that just, you know, is a result of this DEI hire. But what it does show is that the focus is on how things look rather than how things work. And that really is the key to DEI. You know, they want to say we have the first, you know, whether it's the first black, the first lesbian, the first female, whatever protected class they want to drop, you know, in front of us, rather than focusing on what is the result that we want to have. And the result here is a secure Louvre. I mean, we're talking about the place where, you know, the most famous artworks in the world are on display, and they couldn't keep people from coming in and 7 minutes later walking out with some of the most priceless works in the world. Yeah.
Now, you posted, when you wrote about this story, this was kind of cool, and you might be tempted to think that it's real, but somebody, Sue, put together something that says Louvre heist, or Louvre, as they like to say, heist POV release. And it's, I guess it's AI generated, but it basically gives you a pretty, it's like a 15-minute clip that kind of, or a 15-second clip that kind of shows you exactly what happened, because they climbed up the, they had the, what they call the thing, the ladder thing, the truck with the ladder, like with the basket, like fire department
might use.
Yep. So they go up there, they have a disc cutter, they have scooters, so they break in, they grab the stuff, they come back down the electric ladder, and they get on these little scooters, and then they're gone. Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And yeah, that was AI generated, but there are actually videos of people who were right there in the gallery watching them come in and break through the protective glass, steal the stuff, and leave. I mean, it really is amazing to think that this could happen right in front of everybody. And there was no preparation at all.
It's unbelievable.
For how
it really
to
is.
Deal with this.
And you know, you pointed out, and I think, let's repeat this because this is true. I feel the same way. You said, I have no reason to believe that women are incapable of doing such a job. Of course they can do a job if you have someone who's qualified. But in this particular case, it's pretty clear that she was not hired for having special skill sets that would meet this particular job, but for show, and the show turned out to be the one that could have been, you know, put on at the Ford's Theater. So it's just crazy, and I don't know if they seem somewhat confident. I heard some of the authorities saying that they think that they're going to get some of the stuff
really?
Back. I think two pieces have been returned, but good luck. I think it's all melted down by now.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a problem with DEI. It's not that, you know, various people who might fit into those categories, you know, whether they're women or, you know, black people or Hispanics or whatever. Obviously, there's going to be the potential for people who are exceptional in those categories to do as well as people who are exceptional in, you know, the majority. The problem is if you decide we are going to hire someone from those categories, regardless of whether we find anyone, you're always going to get someone who is not as good as the optimal person there. I mean, you hire for the skills, the ability, and if they happen to be white, that's fine. If they happen to be black, that's fine. If they happen to be women, that's fine. But if you start at the point where we're, as say Biden did with Ketanji Brown Jackson, I'm going to find a black woman, you wind up with Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is just not very bright.
Look, you know what? I think we've all grown up. I've said this in relation to her in particular. We all grow up thinking that some of the, I've gone on a rant, David, and I'm sure you have too, against the experts, because we put our trust in the experts, right? We think the experts are on a different plane. We put Supreme Court justices on that higher plane. They must be smarter than someone like me who doesn't have a law degree. And in her case, nope. In Sotomayor's case, nope. I mean, the things that they have said in open discussions during arguments in the hall of the Supreme Court have been stunningly ignorant to me at times. So, yeah, they're just as dumb as some of the rest of the radicals on the left. David Strom, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Hope all is well in Minnesota.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. We'll see you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think we can all agree that this has not been the best year for the aviation industry. And, you know, I would still consider air travel the safest form of travel out there because, let's face it, we don't often have years anywhere near like we have here, but we've had, you know, helicopters crashing into airplanes. in D.C., killing dozens of people. We've had, you know, close calls on runways. And then there's this. This one's just a little different, but I thought I'd share it. I found this in the L.A. Times this morning, and this just happened on Monday evening. It says, I don't know how this happens, but you tell me. A flight bound for LAX on Monday was diverted after a communication issue resulted in the pilots thinking people were trying to breach the cockpit. So this was an American Airlines flight that left from Omaha, Epley Airfield in Omaha, around 4:40 on Monday. And then it returns to Epley Airfield in Omaha about 20 minutes later for an unknown reason. There's this flight tracking website called FlightAware. There's several of them out there, and they kind of notice this. So they start digging into it a little bit. And then KTLA, which is a outlet in L.A., says that they went to the FAA, and what they found was the plane was diverted because of an issue with the plane's internal phone communication system. So the pilot declared an emergency, and he turned around. He hears knocking on the cockpit door, and he can't reach the cabin crew.
Oh.
I thought they had cameras or at least something that they could look through the keyhole. Maybe that's just in the movies. So he didn't know what was going on. As it turned out, it was the cabin crew trying to reach them and tell them that they had a communication problem. The airport officials in Omaha said that there were no security-related incident at Epley Airfield this evening. So it was basically just a confusion situation.
Yikes.
But yeah, that can kind of scare the heck out of you. You don't know what's going on. And then this is another story from the LA Times that I thought was lighter and fun. And it just kind of, I don't know what it shows us about our animal friends, but they describe this particular black bear as lonely that I'm going to talk about. And it says a wild, very polite and possibly lonely black bear paid a visit to its neighbors at the Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka, California. Eureka's way up north in California. That was one of the first television markets I ever applied to.
I was,
you know, 22 years old. So they're doing a routine inspection of something called the Redwood Skywalk, which is a self-guided tour of redwood history and ecology, and they find this black bear, and it's leaning on a gate, and it's looking at three black bears in their habitat within the park. So the people that came up on them from the zoo said the bear didn't seem aggressive, was just sort of interacting with the three bears named Tule, Ishung, and Kudabalia. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that
right. I'm sure that was right.
I don't think so, yeah. The police department got a call about the bear around 9:30 a.m. They responded with California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And I guess there is a big 60-acre park, Sequoia National Park, which is right behind that. Yeah, and that's where the bear came from. But how it got into the zoo is still a mystery because they have perimeter fencing that, you know, as most zoos would have, that separates the facility from the park, and it was intact and secure. So they took the lead at Fish and Wildlife to kind of escort it out of the zoo back into the woods. It was not, you know, euthanized or anything like that. They made sure that there humans were not around, so then the bear would not get scared, and it's back in the woods right now. But it's kind of interesting because they don't know exactly how it got in. You'd think they'd have cameras or something that would.
For sure at the zoo.
Yeah, or at least at that zoo. Anyway, a couple of lighter stories. We're going to talk real estate in St. Louis and in the market overall with Mark Gelman coming up.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, we got our big birthday celebration, which is now less than 48 hours away. Thursday afternoon, we're going to do the show from the Lit Cigar Lounge out there in the district, which is in Chesterfield, right by the factory. It's where Topgolf is off of Boone's Crossing. It is the 25th anniversary celebration on Thursday night. The guests will include Mark Cox. I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him.
Annie Fry.
Yeah, heard of her.
John Beck, who is a radio executive who helped put this station on the air. We have some local members of Congress, like Bob Anders swinging by, former Senator Lamping, and Fred's got the list. He is beefing up the list, so we'll have an entire show. Sue asked a very valid question. Will there be, I'm sure the audience is asking this already as well, will there be a live Sue's News on the premises of the Lit Cigar Lounge in the district on Thursday? Can I answer that question?
I don't know.
It is top secret, apparently. I have not been told.
Me neither.
I would prepare for the best and expect the worst. How
Fair
about
enough.
That?
Fair enough. Yes.
Mark Gelman is with us, a great sponsor of 97.1 FM Talk, who lives out in the Chesterfield area and really has no excuse to not attend the party on Thursday. So let's see if he's going to come. Are you coming?
Mark, how are you, buddy?
That's an interesting way to introduce.
Man, did you put me on the spot? You know what? Count me in. A matter of fact, you're the guy that went on your Greece trip. He asked me today if I'm going there on Thursday. So who would have thought? I got hit twice.
Yeah, so you sent a picture. It's funny because I've had a couple, every once in a while, I hear from the people who were, Larry, who's become a good friend of mine, who is on the show. But you you had, who was it, John out there, right?
No,
Joel.
If I'm correct, his name was Joel.
No, that's right, because I heard from John Lieb today and his wife, Susan. I even told him, it was
Joel
Tershak. Yes, but so
yeah,
was he a client
Joel
of...
Joel Tershak, and great guy, but he's like, I hear you on 97.1, and then we talked about the Greece trip, that
awesome.
He loved your trip. And now it's funny, he asked if I'm going Thursday night.
See?
Now you're asking me. You know what? I'm there.
All right,
but
good.
I think I'm going to see you tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, you're coming to the Springsteen movie screening, right?
I mean, I'm going to be with you every day. Let's just hang out.
It's a little frightening.
You know what? That's cool.
That's a little frightening,
you know,
Dylan. It really is.
That.
Well, let's talk about real estate, because I like to get you on here every once in a while just to see where things are. I've read a couple of national stories. You know, now we're into this holiday period where I think that some people think back and sit and say, well, if we were going to sell the house, we're going to wait till after the holidays. I know that you guys always recommend, don't do that. Put it on the market. We can get it sold in any month possible, right?
Unequivocally. So we just met with, I go out with my agents on different listing calls. So we're out on a listing call yesterday, and I said, if there is nothing time sensitive about you wanting to sell in the spring, for example, if somebody's children, they want to finish the year up and then move out of state, so they want to stay till May or June, there may be a reason that you'd want to put your house on the market early February. But if there's nothing time sensitive and you, for example, don't need protection from the road behind you with trees filled in, or there's some reason strategically you want your pool open if you don't keep it open year round, if there's nothing strategic about having it in the spring, I love the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter has serious buyers, albeit less buyers. there's way less competition. So proportionally speaking, less competition and more serious buyers. We have put homes on the market that have struggled to sell with other agents in the summer and in the fall. We've taken those listings and we've put them on in the fourth quarter and they've sold. Less competition, serious buyers. So we are very bullish on that. Now, we will take pictures potentially or user pictures of, you know, what it looks like with the pool open, what it looks like in the summer. But do not hesitate, listeners, to put your house on the market in the fourth quarter.
So where are we with rates and rates having an effect on the market? Like I have a story that I saved from thehill.com, not my favorite outlet out there, but they were talking about, and this guy's predicting a pretty big real estate boom if the rates, you know, kind of get to a little bit more of a comfortable spot, like at 5.5%. Where are they sitting right now, Mark?
Yeah. So, and by the way, they're not that far off, meaning that prognostication, if they hit 5.5, I actually believe they have to go lower than that to really stimulate the market. But we are seeing the 10-year treasury go down and we are continuing to see it, lower. We're in the low sixes right now. However, and keep in mind, this is from a high water mark of a year plus ago where we were in the 7, 7.25. But here's the thing. I don't see the market really moving significantly until you're in the low fives. Are we going to be able to move another 0.75%? Don't know that. Here's the thing. The Fed is going to be meeting. They lower interest rate. But remember, that's short-term borrowing. The Fed doesn't really have anything to do
right.
with mortgage rates.
Yeah.
Different. And so I'm not so sure that we're going to see that number in the fives. But when we do, the low fives, I think you're going to see a big ramp up. But here's the thing. Those buyers that are waiting, you know what they're going to encounter? They're going to encounter higher prices. Even though we continue to see prices go up on those homes selling, even though there are less sales today than there was last year. But we are going to see, if indeed rates go down, it's still going to be a supply and demand issue, and you're going to see prices then skyrocket up because of competition.
They had an interesting point in this coverage in The Hill where they kind of talked about the demographics of the country related to wealth, because the number of people ages 65 and older will more than double by 2040, which would reach about 78.3 million people and a total of 88.8 in 2016. Their point is that there's financial impact to that. So you have boomers that are transferring that wealth, you know, to their heirs and to widows and charities, et cetera. So is that anything you even think about, you know, in long term when it comes to how some of the wealth is being transferred? Or is that just sort of more of a broader picture thing that you just have to deal with?
You know, it's an interesting thing when you're looking at baby boomers and aging, but I'm at one of my offices, at one of my co-working spaces, and our biggest tenant here is home health care. Well, what they're doing is they're keeping people in their homes longer, which obviously is a great thing. But what you're seeing now is part of the whole ecosystem. Look, it used to be, you know, and especially pre-COVID, you used to see these nursing homes just, those were exploding. Home health care was still big, but nothing like it is today. Well, people are staying in their homes longer. So mm-hmm. I'm not so sure what that whole transfer of wealth looks like 30 years, 20 years down the road. But what we know, people staying in their homes, less on the market. And then we have the first time home buyers who are really in an interesting, you know, our children, your children are going to struggle in many cases to get into the market as first-time home buyers because they have no equity that they're going into. So they're not selling a small home that now they're going to upsize. So it's really a lot of moving parts. It's not just about houses. It's about finances. There's just so many moving parts right now.
I don't know if you saw this, but in the Wall Street Journal today, this is a separate but related topic, they had a story about, and they focused on Atlanta, where up to, this is stunning, Mark, it really is, up to half of rental applications contain fraudulent information. And I guess there's a surge in this because people are trying to get into, you know, apartments because of the home buying market. And I guess because of that, there are a lot of fake, you know, information that is being filled out on these applications, which is something I never even would have thought about. But
by the way, they're using fake IDs. A matter of fact, I was with one of the largest property managers in St. Louis, very close friend of mine, have breakfast with them every Monday. He was actually saying that this is happening more and more because people have, look, we're at some of the highest all-time credit, debt. And so some people cannot get pre-approved. So they're doing this fraudulent to get approved on apartments that they shouldn't. And they don't care about the credit. So it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting dynamic right now.
All right, dude. Well, I will see you at the movie screening tomorrow night at Ronnie's. I'm looking forward to it. You have a great night. Thanks, Mark, for jumping on with me.
And I'll see you Thursday and maybe Friday.
We'll have to come up with some plans, maybe some dinner plans on Friday. That would be nice.
You got it.
Right,
hey, buddy, thanks. And thanks all your listeners for supporting the Gelman team.
TheGelmanTeam.com. Live broadcast Thursday, Lit Cigar Lounge in the District out in Chesterfield. It's our 97.1 FM Talk 25th anniversary celebration. We have quite the lineup. I know Fred was kind of showing me the list of people that will be joining us. Mark's going to kind of co-anchor the show. This show is going to be taken away and ripped away from us, Sue, essentially, for all the birthday celebrations. But that's okay. We have the roundtable set on Friday. State Rep Steve Butts will be here. Jane, who made a triumphant return last week, and also former State Senator John Lamping, all on the show for Friday. And Friday will be, I have like one of these rare weeks where I have things kind of every night of the week.
It's a lot.
Well, but I'm excited about it because tomorrow, and I know this is not the most popular topic with conservatives, but it is what it is. I separate my music and my entertainment. I've been a Bruce Springsteen fan since 1980. I've seen him about 45 times in concert. I went to the opening of the European tour, and there's a movie that's coming out based on a book that was written by a guy that I kind of know. His name is Warren Zanes. He was in a band called the Del Fuegos, and he's a rock and roll historian. So the movie is really not a biopic of Springsteen. It's very narrowly focused on the period between The River, which was the first record that I bought, and Born in the USA, which vaulted him into superstardom.
Yes.
He did this record called Nebraska, which was literally recorded on little cassette tapes, and he wanted the sound of that to be very particular because it was supposed to be raw. Well, the record company thought he was crazy because here he is. They wanted hits, right? They wanted to make money, and he wants to sit in a room and record on this little 8-track machine. And, you know, that ended up going well for him. But at the time, people did not think that. So I got that, and then the party on Thursday night. And then, you know, this has been in the history of my adult life. I don't think, and this is because I was sick, I don't think I've seen fewer live rock and roll shows than this year. But I'm going to see a band called Lord Huron, one of my favorites. At Chaffetz on Friday night.
That's great.
So I'm kind of loaded up on my plans here this week, Sue.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I'm just going to use this one because this so, awesomely sums up the people that went to the No Kings rallies across the country over the weekend.
So what brings you out today?
No Kings Day.
And why specifically are you out supporting No Kings Day?
I think protest is important.
Why are you protesting?
How much time do you have?
She has no idea.
A couple minutes.
Clue. No clue.
And what's the main reason you're out here protesting President Trump?
I agree with a lot of the decisions that are being made.
Is there any decision in particular you disagree with?
I would start with...
Just one thing.
Anything.
Well...
Anything without slurring your words.
I don't even think it's appropriate for me to have this interview.
It so perfectly sums them all up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.